problem, and Barry does too, that the little girl, Nova, walking past all the security guards.
Not once, but twice.
Twice.
Right.
Let's not even talk about when the apes escape, really. How many of them was in there?
Okay, so first of all, there was only two guards on duty watching the apes. One watching the kid, one watching the regular apes. Actually, there was only one guard. The rest of the dudes were off in the barracks doing whatever they needed to do. Steven Spielberg, childlike innocent moment comes in. If you look at it, she's walking in shadow. She's not hit by the spotlight passing.
Really?
She's walking right behind it.
Right next to it.
I looked at it, I was like, well, how did... Because I...
This is Metal Gear Solid, Keith. You know what it is.
I'm just saying, she walked right through it. We could see her, but she was walking through in shadow. She wasn't walking out, right? She wasn't making a whole lot of noise. She just walked up to the thing, walked up to Caesar, went off and got his water and everything. But that scene wasn't about her sneaking around. I was more or less pulled in by the scene itself. The apes at that point had turned their back on Caesar. A little girl comes in. They've been abused by humans. And then this little human girl comes in and decides to help them. She gives him water, you know, he goes back and they give him food, and it's kind of like apes strung together thing. They're throwing a little hand sign for like the twig breaking thing. And that's kind of like where that scene for me was. She almost did get caught. He was forcing her back, get out of the way and stuff. That's when what was it, Rocket walked up. He ran down there and walked up, and
yes,
that
he did.
Big ape, yeah, he walked up and he was like, fuck y'all, what's up? And he got captured and stuff and thrown in there and everything. That whole scene was, like, fantastic. I wasn't even thinking about the little girl and stuff at that point.
Again, my problem is that there's a lot of elements from other movies in this. And the...
Noah's Ark.
Yeah. And also the death scene of Caesar. That's when the movie really looked fake to me. The CG in the background, the kids are just playing.
And I'm not saying you guys are necessarily wrong. Maybe it's because I saw the first few movies and they were so fresh in my mind because they were doing a lot of throwback, especially the first movie.
The thing is that when you want to write yourself out of a trilogy, you add a child, and that is a problem.
Like,
I just think the addition of a child to this movie is the easy way out.
In the original Planet of the Apes, Nova is the love interest of Charlton Heston.
I just think that they're shoehorning in too many different elements. That's all.
That movie started as a war film, and actually it kind of started out at like the kind of, not the tail end, but kind of the middle of the war as it was going on, as it was kind of raging. And then it goes to the revenge plot. Caesar's on a mission. He'd abandoned his colony to his people, get caught by the humans, and are turned into slaves, build their wall. And he's kind of like, holy crap, what have I done? There were a ton of different elements and stuff going together, but it was pulled together so smoothly. It all fit with that story, though, that they were trying to tell. Because at the end of the dawn, fuming about Koba starting the whole thing, and that the opportunity for them to have some kind of union with the humans was broken. He's got this jacked up war he's got to fight. He doesn't hate humans. He knows that they're fucked up. He doesn't hate them. But Colonel kills his son and his wife. Fuck this. I want this guy dead. And I see what Koba means. I'm going to kill him. And he kind of abandons everything he is. So I agree. There's a ton of different story elements. But I feel that they were told and pulled together into one cohesive story. And it was a damn good story. And I think you guys agree it was a good story as well.
I agree with some of the concepts.
What do you think of the tie-in to the original Planet of the Apes?
I'm not very familiar with this series. I think one of the reasons why I gave it a high score is because I was able to watch it without having to worry about, oh, well, this to this. So I really don't have an opinion on it.
I am taking these movies for what they are and just being a movie and this one being a part of a trilogy. Mm. And not worried about the tie-ins and stuff, but I liked it more than the first movie, but definitely not better than the second movie. I mean, the second movie is a 10.
So, Matt, just in case you didn't know, like, you know, the original Planet of the Apes, astronauts who took off, who went on a mission, comes back to
Earth.
Well,
hold on for a second. Did you see the Mark Wahlberg version?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Yeah.
All right. Well, some of what Keith is about to say is kind of similar to that movie, but go ahead, Keith.
The original Planet of the Apes, the one that came out back in the 60s or 70s, basic premise is that astronauts return back to Earth and find that Earth's been taken over by intelligent apes. And humans are the running around like savages or like beasts. They've lost their higher brain function and everything. The apes themselves believe that humans were destroyers, they were evil, and that they were to be chased out into the wild and not allowed to build anything, kept in that beast-like state. There were two apes. One was Cornelius, and his wife sided with the humans. So the protagonist, he was trying to survive in this world and everything, and he had some help. And one of the apes that helped him was a guy named Dr. Cornelius. And his love interest in this was a savage human girl named Nova. In this film, laid the foundation and the groundwork, kind of tied it into the original Planet of the Apes story as it is, because in the first Rise of the Planet of the Apes, in the beginning of the movie, they talk about the Icarus launch to Mars was lost. Do you think after this movie, should they revisit this again and continue from where it left off and kind of do Planet of the Apes?
I would say no.
If the quality matches this, yes, but kind of at the same time, why mess with a good thing? I mean, it's kind of wrapped up.
Because I think it would be a little corny to have another George Taylor character, have a Cornelius, have a Dr. Zaius, and a Nova character. I just think that it wouldn't be very feasible. We're already looking at a remake, and then you're remaking other movies.
All right, fair enough.
James, how did you feel about War for the Planet of the Apes?
I actually liked the movie. I thought it was better than what I expected it to be. I saw the first one that was with James Franco. I did not see the second one. I was able to pick up what went down in the second one from this one. So anytime a movie could bridge the gap without you having to see all the movies, I think it's a pretty good movie. I enjoyed it.
All right. So I had a lot of issues with the movie, even though I gave it a positive score. I had some issues with it because it seemed like it was pulling from a lot of different other movies. Name The Great Escape, Roots.
Yes, yes. That's one of my negative parts.
Some Western movies.
Mm-hmm.
It also kind of touches on some issues where you have a villain, kind of like a Bond villain problem, where you capture somebody and you keep them alive.
And they explain your whole plot.
Yeah, and then you explain everything that you're going to do. And then you try to do it, and then you fail.
You fail because you opened your damn mouth. You would just shut the fuck up and kill Caesar, and this wouldn't happen. But, yeah. But unfortunately, that is kind of a movie plot device that's been going on for years, that the villain always opens their mouths and say something, tell too much, and then the plan is foiled, and they wonder why.
How did you feel about the CG in the movie?
Well, I thought that Caesar looked pretty damn good. Like, it was Andy Serkis.
Yes.
He is an amazing motion caption actor.
And also, what I forgot to mention on the podcast is the person that played Koba in the last movie wound up playing King Kong in the more recent, whatever that garbage was, King Kong, something, something, another.
Skull Island?
Yeah.
But I thought the CG was pretty on point. The thing about Caesar, he was not the biggest ape, but he was the most imposing ape. I see, like, the way he looked at people, man, I was like, man, he about to rip the fuck. I thought he was about to whoop Winner's ass right then and there. He did a great job, Andy Serkis. And the CG, I thought, was pretty good. Especially the close-ups, like of the facial expressions, all that. That was very good. Now, from a distance, I mean, it did look kind of off a little bit, but there weren't that many far shots. Everything was kind of either mid-range or close-up, but nothing too far. Once you got to a certain distance, you could tell that it was CG. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Well, one of the issues that I brought up, the story itself, where this is called War for the Planet of the Apes, is more like Skirmish for the Planet of the Apes. And I was expecting a very large-scale event. What I received was just kind of this, the Great Escape. They are in bondage, Spartacus at this point. How did you feel about that plot point where the apes are captured and put into servitude?
I agree with you on that. This really wasn't a war. I agree with you 100% on that. It was more so, like you said, the Great Escape. You got captured, let's escape, let's plot everything out, get everybody out, and survive. That's all it was. It wasn't really a war. It was more so a war amongst the humans. The apes just happened to be there. That's what it was. So I agree with you there.
Because it starts off great. It starts off, Caesar's wife is killed.
And I thought that was going to be the catalyst for him to really set shit off, but...
Then it turns into a Spielberg movie.
Right. It kind of calmed down after a while, which is okay, but I still wanted the war. I wanted the war. I wanted it to be a little bit more action. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it, but I just wanted a little bit more action. And the dramatic parts did its job because I became invested in Caesar. I became invested in his ragtag band of apes that he had with him. So one ape kind of annoyed the hell out of me. What's his name? Bad Ape. After a while, I was just like, okay, yeah, you're kind of slow.
Who was Steve Zahn? He was in Saving Silverman.
Yeah, he was the the animal control guy.
Yeah.
Saving Silverman, yeah. I knew I recognized his voice. I just couldn't place it. But I just wanted a little bit more action. Like I said, dramatic parts were good. It added more flesh to the story. I thought Woody Harrelson's character was, I thought he did a great job.
I have some issues with that, mainly really? Because of when the battle started.
Mm-hmm.
They took the easy way out with his character.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because they have him succumb to the simian flu. So the simian flu causes humans to regress to a non-talking state, a less intelligent state.
Like ape state, yeah.
Yeah, so when the battle starts, he's just unavailable. He's not around.
Yeah, I agree with you there. But outside of that, I thought he did a pretty damn good job. He was convincing. Woody Harrelson does have some acting chops, but I think he did a great job. I actually understood the reason why. I think that him and Caesar are actually parallels to one another. They kind of had the same path, just one just took it a little bit more personally. And that was funny to me because he said, you're making this personal and all this other stuff, but he did the exact same thing.
All right, what score would you give War for the Planet of the Apes?
I would give it an 8.5. And I would watch it again. I really didn't have any expectations for this. I liked the first one, the one with James Franco. That was pretty good. I enjoyed it. But like I mentioned earlier, that this movie actually was able to bridge the gap. I understood that Koba was the one that started the war. He's the one who basically set shit off. And they had a code, like, ape don't kill apes. So I get that. Is this a spoiler cast? I wish that Caesar would have survived.
That's another issue that I have with the movie. Just the way that he died.
He could have survived. I thought he should have survived. I mean, we do know that his son will be the one to take over. We do know that. Because Cornelius is the one that's in the original Planet of the Apes, the 1968 version, I think.
Yeah, Charlton Heston.
Yeah, so that's Cornelius. But I just don't think he should have died like that. He was too much of a pivotal character to me.
I agree.
To die that. Like that.
If he died in battle, if he died at the part where he was trying to explode the oil tanker, which I also had another issue with because that seemed like it was straight out of a video game.
Yeah.
But if he died there or someone had killed him, that would have worked for me.
It was like a quick time event in a video game. Dodge the explosions. Get to a certain point. Hit X. Throw the grenade.
Yeah. But, all right. We'll just wrap it up.